So are you allowed to have your tzitzis drag on the floor? Happens all the time. You're wearing your talus, your tzitzis, and the strings, when you're sitting down, unless you're holding them, invariably you're going to fall on the floor. You're going to have it drag on the floor. When you walk sometimes, you know, kiddushes or whatever, talus half off. Half the time you end up just dragging the talus strings on the floor. Mutar asur, how neurotic do you have to be about it? And there are some people who are crazy about it. They see like sits on the floor, start screaming at you, oh, fix your talus, you know, it's not supposed to drag on the floor. Is this really a thing or is this not a thing? So Shulchan Aruch has one line. Yesh li zoher. Doesn't say it's asur. He says you should be careful. Kisha adam lo vesh talus. When you wear talus, shlo yigrar tzitziosov. That your tzitzis strings don't drag on the floor. This is based on the Sefer Agur, who writes this, and he cites the source of this. It's quoted in the Ber Hetev as well. Is a pasuk in Yeshaya, three words, and file them away for later on. It says v'tete siha b'matate hashmeid, which means that if it sweeps, you'll be destroyed. Implying that this pasuk in Yeshaya, probably not actually talking about tzitzis, but the idea is if your tzitzis act as a sweeper, a broom, by dragging on the floor, so therefore it's going to be cause of destruction. Fine. What's the reason for this halacha? No. Mishnah Berurah cites two reasons. Number one is it's a bizui mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah says yesh mefarsh mitam mishum bizui mitzvah. Va'od, why? Why else? It might get ripped. You cut off a post one because you're going to passel them and it will come to rip it and you won't even realize. It'll be pull the chair on it. How many times might you just get stuck in the chair a day? Probably or in a talus for sure once every dab. The problem is it's very relevant as we move into Tammuz, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, move into the 3 weeks. There is a famous Gemara in Gittin where the Jews are being surrounded by the Romans. Yerushalayim is being surrounded by the Romans and the Jews don't know what to do. Yerushalayim, so they say, look, we have some rich people in Yerushalayim who can protect, who can feed us and give us sustenance. We have enough wood chips, whatever the Gemara says, to last us for many years. I think 20, 24 years, something like that. So we don't have to care if the Romans are sieging us. Who cares? Who are these three rich people, says the Gemara? Number one, Nachtimon ben Gurion, the one who stopped the sun by the famous story in Tainus about the Sukkis, not for now. Number two, Kalba Savua, the father-in-law of Rabbi Akiva. And number three is, Ben Tzitzis HaKeses. The Gemara says, Ben Tzitzis HaKeses, why was he called such a strange name? Ben Tzitzis HaKeses, why? Shaisa Tzitziso, his tzitzis, Nigreres Al Gabe Ksosos. And you have to think about the Emmys or one of these awards where they have the red carpet out there and they drag out a carpet for the stars to walk on the carpet. So he was so chashuv that every day, like him was like the prince, you know, whatever it is, they put out the red carpet. He was so chashuv and so wealthy that his tzitzis would drag, but he had special carpets to catch his tzitzis as they dragged on the floor. So the Gemara says that's why his name was called Ben Tzitzis HaKeses, the tzitzis who dragged on the carpets. Ika da Amri, others say in the Gemara, why was he called this way? Shaya Kesiso Mutelis Ben Gdole Rome. He had a political position, he hung out with the heads of Rome. Fine. It sounds like from this Gemara that other people who didn't have Karim Vikasos under their tzitzis, they would what? They would just let their tzitzis drag on the floor. If you aren't rich enough like Ben Tzitzis HaKeses to have your red carpet out spread out for you to catch your tzitzis, everyone else, the commoners, you and I, we would have our tzitzis dragging on the floor.
But see, we have to be more careful that they don't drag.
I don't know. Ben Tzitzis HaKeses put out
he
a separate thing.
So hold on one second.
So the Aruch says, from over here, the Aruch was, I think even before the Agur, who it was the reason Shulchan Aruch said Tzatzer, says, oh, you're not talking about our tzitzis sugya. He says, but Ben Tzitzis HaKeses was so special, he had these fancy garments that he would put down on the floor, but the rest of the Hamon Am, the rest of the nation, they would just let their tzitzis drag on the floor. Sounds like from the Aruch, perhaps, that the thing that people did is they just let their tzitzis drag on the floor and it's mutter. Frekta Magen Avram, how could that be? I thought we have a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says that you're not allowed to have your tzitzis drag on the floor. So what's pshat with ben tzitzai keses? So Magen Avraham gives two answers. Answer number one is exactly what Feldstein said. Answer number one is, okay, other people should not have any tzitzis drag on the floor. Ben tzitzai keses was so rich, he could put out a red carpet or whatever it was to catch his tzitzis. But for you and I, if our tzitzis drag on the floor, we have to make sure that they don't drag on the floor, and you have to lift them up, and therefore you don't see anything from this Gemara, and it's permitted.
Would definitely rip on some stone or something. 100%,
and that's exactly answer number one. The problem is answer number two of the Magen Avraham. Answer number two of the Magen Avraham says, you know why it's not a question? Because it's only a problem to have your tzitzis on the floor when you're putting them on. In other words, when you're doing your shaking and throwing, you should make sure when you throw your tzitzis over yourself, they don't come to drag on the floor. But, says the Magen Avraham, if you're just wearing it, but you're just walking with it, or you're wearing it in a normal manner, and some of it goes on the floor, that's not a problem at all. That's why Ben Tzitzai Kesses, he had a red garment because he was so rich, whatever, it was a fancy garment on the floor, he was so rich. But everyone else, when they were walking, they would let their tzitzis just drag on the floor. It's not a problem. So it doesn't say that. Good point. We'll get that in a second. It doesn't say you're allowed to step on him and rip him, but it sounded like...
No, but if you drag it, you can. By accident, step on him.
Maybe, but maybe not. Hold on for a second, 1 second. So it sounds like, according to that second answer, though, the Magen Avraham, if you're not going to crush the tzitzis or step on it, it's fine if you walk with your tzitzis dragging along the floor. I'll read you what the Aruch HaShulchan says. He quotes this Magen Avraham, and he says exactly your point, Mr. Dranlin. He says, "Yesh mishakasim." Some people say, "Shall a gather derech bizayin is usher." It's only usher if you drag it in a way which is a bizayon, in a degrading manner. For example, you step on it. He says, "V'chein mashma brokeach." Shekashiv. Listen how the rokeach says over this halacha. Shelo yidroch ala tzitzis. Don't walk on the tzitzis. In other words, walking around with your talus dragging a little bit on the floor, according to the Rokeach, according to this second answer of the Magen Avraham, according to Aruch HaShulchan, is fine. The whole problem becomes when you actually start stepping on it and treating it in a disgusting manner, he says. But then he says, what are you bothering me for? He says, it has to be this way. Why? How could it be? He says, you're busy davening and you're neurotic, or you're going to become OCD about your tzitzis on the floor. You've got to drive yourself crazy. He says, because your tzitzis always go on the floor.
But so they can't go on the floor because you have to kiss them.
No, come on. Your tzitzis, but when you put in your talus and you're sitting in a chair, where are your bottom two talus? The back
toes.
Right,
for a second, but not to walk in the chair.
No, 1 second. So when you're sitting in a chair, where are your bottom back two tzitzis?
Usually it's for the second part of the
building. Okay, so says the Aruch, I'm prepared for you. Don't tell me what Feldstein says. V'yesh, and there are some, shetochlim kitzus atalus b'chaguroso mitamzeh. Some people fold up the talus and stick it in their gartel or their belt. Exactly what you're saying for this issue, he says. He says, v'anivor isi l'gedolim sh'asukain. He says, I never saw a great rabbi do this. This is what Aruch HaShulchan says. So I guess he doesn't like this idea. Maybe the issue is when you roll it up, this is my own suggestion, then you're not really having two in the front, two in the back. So you said you're gonna think you're such a frum guy, you're not gonna let the tzitzis drag on the floor, but then you're gonna lose the mitzvah tzitzis. He says, "V'im b'zeh shum chashash im b'mikra nigrarim b'aretz." There's no problem if they accidentally fall on the floor for 1 second, he says, or a few seconds. Doesn't make a difference at all. And Piskei Teshuvos cite some who say, well, maybe it's only by Tavos Gadol, Tzitzis. The Aruch HaShulchan says there's no difference between Tzitzis and Tavos Gadol. I'll end with one more point. We have 1 minute after this, and unbelievable. One more point is, what about, listen to this proof by the Ritvaz. The Ritvaz is an interesting point on Hilchos Klei Mikdash on the Rambam. He says, how come the Me'il, you know, the big cloak of the Kohen Gadol, or the Kohanim in general, why didn't they have Tzitzis? Why didn't it have Tzitzis on it? So you know what he answers? He says, well, maybe you would say because they drag it on the floor. And therefore, that's why it doesn't have tzitzis, because it was so low. And maybe it doesn't have tzitzis because it doesn't want to drag on the floor. So he answers, no, because since it was in the Beis HaMikdash, even the floor was Kodesh, or unclean, or Kodesh, yeah? That implies that what? If it wasn't in the Mikdash, and you have tzitzis dragging on the floor, it is a problem. So it's unclear exactly that this Ritvaz fits with these lenient opinions. I'll end with the most amazing thing. Yeah? You can't make this stuff up. Yeah? Listen to this gematria. So I have a sefer, it's a wild sefer, Shisha Bekeres Echad. He says, what's the reason why you're not supposed to drag tzitzis? Reason number one was because it was a bizayon to the tzitzis. Yeah? Okay? I did the math in my calculator here before I came, I checked it out. Okay? What was the pasuk that he says is the source of this? V'ta'ata se b'matata hashmeid. That is imatevos. If you include the three words also, 855. Okay, in gematria, do the math. Is gematria is equal to kol hamevazim mitzvah detzitzis. If you're mevazim the mitzvah detzitzis, is 854, plus you always allow one off for a kadosh baruch hu. Therefore, it comes out, that's the thing. So the reason why you shouldn't have your tzitzis drag is because it's possible to be zayin, and works out in gematria. Still, that doesn't really go with the halacha. Halacha l'maisa seems to be that if you just drag it a little bit for a few seconds, you don't have to be so crazy. It only comes when you really start ripping it off, or you start stepping on it. That's when you have a problem of bizayin. Shkayach.
Is a carpet different?